ABC Radio Australia.
When you look at sport from rugby to boxing, you'll more than likely see Maori and Pacifica athletes everywhere. But behind the scenes, there is lack of similar representation. And the question my next guest is asking is, where are the Maori and Pacifica coaches, sports media people and club boardrooms? Dr. Lefaya Alidi Dion Inari is a lecturer at Auckland University's School of Sport and Recreation, and his research focuses on Maori and Pacifica people and the role they play in non-playing sports jobs. Talofa.
Talofa.
What does the lack of Maori and Pacifica people in behind-the-scenes sports roles tell you about the structures in place in the sports industry?
Yeah, well, it's quite clear that many of the sports structures that were designed without Maori and Pacific people and were more so designed in a way just to have Maori and Pacific people as players and not necessarily as boardroom members and being part of other aspects of the sporting ensemblage. Yeah.
So what impact does that lack of behind-the-scenes representation have on the many Maori and Pacifica players in the industry?
Yeah, so that impact is, throughout the research shows, can be quite severe in terms of incorrect mental health programs given to culturally inappropriate mental health programs directed to Maori and Pacifica athletes. And it also, with structures not being made with Maori and Pacific people, it doesn't allow for them to bring their full culture and their full selves and their full ancestral glory to the sporting space. Yeah.
And as a lecturer looking at these issues all the time, what are you hearing from your Maori and Pacifica students on this topic?
Yeah, many of them are very eager to work in these spaces and take up a lot of these non-playing roles such as coaches, boardroom members, mental health workers, sports psychologists. So it's quite an exciting time. I must also acknowledge that there is some work currently being done by the likes of Dr. David Lakisa and Moana Leilua for the NRL and for the Rebels, Melbourne Rebels, but there still can always be more that can be done. Yeah.
You mentioned this work for the NRL and the Rebels, and what other work is being done to help create pathways for Maori and Pacifica people to take on roles behind the scenes and to counter cultural insensitivity?
Yeah, so there's also, there are certain reference groups in certain different rugby organisations as well, Pacific reference groups, which is a step in the right direction. But again, it's a numbers game and we still need more representation. So the numbers of Maori and Pacific coaches and Maori Pacific in boardrooms and Maori and Pacific physios is still quite low and not equivalent to the ratio of players we have in the field. Yeah.
So how much of that burden lands on Pacifica people to create those pathways versus the organisations in charge?
Yeah.
And how can that change?
Yeah, so I must also acknowledge that there's many Maori and Pacifica that have been doing this work for a long time and generations before us. However, these systems are so strong, particularly in rugby union and the old boys club, that it's quite hard for many of the Maori and Pacific people who work in this space to break through. So, yeah, it's just about acknowledging that these systems were first and foremost made without us and then acknowledging specific entry points for Maori and Pacific practitioners to come in and collaboratively work together. Yeah.
Well, some very exciting research that you're doing there and very impactful as well. So best of luck as that continues, and I hope that change can continue to happen.
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for joining us. That's Dr. Lefoalili Dion Inari, who is a lecturer at Auckland University's School of Sport and Recreation, speaking there.